Hello, good evening,
Blog
everybody.
Talk
Thank
Radio.
you so much for tuning in to the first edition of
Welcome to the Free Life
P&T
Network.
Outreach.
Imagine what it would be like to
My
live absolutely 100%
Roper.
Rent and mortgage free. No more car loan payments, no more insurance payments. This is what it.
We appreciate you tuning in. We have some great topics to discuss with you tonight. I have my co-host here, Portia Johnson, who happens to be somewhat a pillar in our community. And we will be discussing a great deal of different things so that we can bring some enlightening information to our community. We can encourage and educate the people that need some information. Okay, Ms. Johnson, I would like to introduce you to our listening audience. This is Portia Johnson. She is a ministry leader at Church of the Harvest International. Portia, are you on the line?
I am.
Oh, it's so great that you can join us. This happens to be my co-host, everyone, so we will be P&P for the rest of the evening. Okay, Portia, let me discuss with you a couple of the topics that we had discussed.
Future discussions.
Okay. I forgot what we were going to do. We will be discussing through P&P Outreach, 8 p.m. every Saturday evening. And some of the topics we'll be discussing will be fitness and healthy foods, body detoxing, different types of worshiping, mentoring, especially for our young people, schooling options, which is Portia and I both homeschool. And exchange student programs that are very near and dear to my heart because I'm always an exchange student mom. And then the three E's that we will cover all the time will be enlightening, empowering, and educating our community. Okay, Portia, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions so that we can get to the root of why you are so passionate about some of the things that you do in our community.
So before you do that, let me start with our moment of thought, and I'm hoping this will be something that we will do every week. There'll be some enlightened reading that we can share that will just bless us and cause us to think and stretch us. This particular piece that we're going to share tonight is by the author, speaker, and poet Linda Ellis, and it's called The Dash. It's actually been heard and read by millions. But it goes, I read of a man who stood to speak at a funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on the tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that first came the date of birth and spoke the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most of all was the dash between the years. For the dash that represents all the time that they spent alive on earth. And now only those who love them know what that little dashed line is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard. Are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel and be less quick to anger, and show appreciation more, and love the people in our lives like we never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a little while. So when your eulogy is being read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? I absolutely loved that poem the first time I heard it, and it made me start thinking about my dash. What am I doing between my birth and my death to put a smile on somebody's face, to comfort them, to ease the hunger in their stomach, to just supply a basic need, give hope. And that's what PMP Outreach is about. It's about giving what we can. Anyhow, that is our moment of thought. And what do you think of that? PMP.
I absolutely love that too, because it's such a reflection of where we are and how we live our lives. That is just one of the most powerful things, and having it summed up in a poem so written so eloquently, I just absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You and I have known each other now for almost 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
11 years. And so we've pretty much known where each other's heart lies when it came to outreach and ministry, and you know, the kindness that each and every person that around us can be displayed to. And so you've known my character and my personality, and that dash to me is very important, and I make sure that I carry it with me 90% of the day. I mean, we all have our faults. None of us are perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I'm the one who, you know, runs over when I see somebody's limping and needs a little bit of a hand. I'm the one who stands there holding the door open even though the person's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. So, and I know that's your character, and that's part of the reason why P&P is together, because we gel so much on the same things, and being both servant leaders, it's just amazing that, you know, you just give an opportunity and see the type of people that you'll be surrounded with. Okay, that leads us to our next topic. Portia, I would like to ask you, where did your outreach originally start, and what was your first ministry that you decided you were going to use?
Okay, so I guess you're asking how did PMP Outreach start, which for a long time felt like P Outreach until my other P came and joined me. Basically, in a nutshell, PMP Outreach is really about us reaching the community just in our little piece of the globe, utilizing gifts and resources as well as those of other people to bring hope to people in general. As far as the beginnings of it, my personal outreach, now known as PMP, began really in 2010 with my desire to reach out to people that I would see in my church, out of my church. I just I felt like there was something that I could do more. And so I went to the leaders in my church who were part of our task force, which is basically our outreach, and I expressed to them my desire to start a small clothes closet. And despite having no facility space at that time, I began out of my garage. I created a portable closet, gave up my garage, haven't parked in it in 5 years because of all the sorting and storage of clothing in it, but I became a portable closet, a portable ministry. I was a solo, independent clothes picker-upper, deliverer, sorter for many years until very recently, bringing things back and forth every week to church for the needy. And from there, I basically found myself within the following year, 2012, I linked with another ministry out of Smyrna, Georgia, that evangelizes and outreaches every week. And this is where my hygiene ministry began. The ministry is called Seven Breezes, And I went out with them basically every week, and we just went out to love on, hug on, fellowship, worship, pass out food. And that's when I asked God, what do you want me to do? So they give out 600 lunches every week. And I wanted to see what could I do to contribute to that. And that's where my hygiene came in.
So then that would basically lead me to my next question. What would your hygiene bag contain?
Oh, wow. My hygiene bags have Band-Aids, shavers, tissues, wipes, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, emery boards, washcloths, socks, deodorant, sometimes shampoo, and the Seven Bridges ministry flyer is also in there because it has details of their ministry and how to reach them. And I also include Vienna sausage, granola bars, and peanuts just in case they're in a situation where they haven't eaten in a while.
Wonderful. That sounds like it. You've pretty much got everything covered that they would really need. What does the bag contain certain items? Why does it contain those certain items?
Well, things like the Band-Aids, tissue, soap, toothbrush, toothpastes, those toothpastes, that's obvious needs. But things like socks, people can use them not only on their feet but on their hands if they're cold. If a person can get to a bathroom, I have a washcloth and comb also included, and there's a emery board in there. And if they can get their nails filed down and use that soap and get their hands clean and freshen up a little bit and utilize some of the clothes that are provided, and they potentially walk in and to a job situation, they might have hope in a situation that they might normally be denied because of the way they appear. They could be turned away. But if we can get them freshened up, hair clean, shaver in there is used, you know, breath is fresh, just things that we take for granted, they may truly actually get help and obtain employment. But as far as the flyer being in there, even though I don't go out every week anymore with Seven Bridges, I spent a year boot camping with them and going out and evangelizing with them and just figuring out how, because it's an hour or so away, figuring out how to repeat that and mimic that in my area. I keep their flyer in there because they are a ministry that you can call who will help you get off the streets if you really literally want off the streets. And a lot of ministries aren't equipped to do so. They have a church that houses 60-some women, 30-some children. They have several houses that house brothers and help them for a period of time to clean up, get sober, and get out. So I definitely still keep their flyer, each hygiene bag.
Well, wow, that's wonderful. That's a lot. Okay, well, my next question for you would be, where and when do you give these hygiene bags out the size of for the Seven Bridges ministry?
Oh, my goodness. I give them out. I give out bags from my church, from the trunk of my car, street corners, off highway ramps. You often see people standing around holding their little signs, need help. I don't give out cash, but I do give out the bags. From my church altar, if there is a need that arises, you know, where somebody is, they might not necessarily be homeless to the point where they're under a bridge or out on the streets, but they're recently housed in a hotel, and they still sometimes can utilize some of the things in the hygiene bag. So they kind of go everywhere.
Wow, that's so amazing. I remember when you started that and what it entailed and how it ended up evolving into this. It was so incredible. And, you know, for our listening audience, you know, that's something that basically anybody can do. A lot of people are apprehensive about giving someone standing on the side of the road money. But what's to stop you from what I did one time is it was a fast food restaurant. I pulled in there, grabbed the bag, came back around and handed it to the person. And the man took it immediately out of his bag and began to eat it in front of me.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can utilize what you want to give in whatever way you want, in whatever way you feel comfortable.
That's true.
You know,
that
and it's
true.
Pretty amazing that all of us basically can play
and
a hand
easy,
in that.
And it's easy, before you go on to the next question, to create them. These are all Dollar Tree items. Some things I get donations on. I have a sister who donates me all my Ziploc bags that I put my soap in, because once they open the soap and it's wet, they have to have a sandwich baggie or something to put it in, to keep it in till the next usage. She supplies me my large Ziploc bags that holds the bulk of everything. You can get emery boards for $24. So I try and shop in bulk, get things online in bulk to create my personal ministry and an ability to just keep it flowing.
Wow. That is just so much. And, you know, we know how much it fills our hearts when we do something like
that. Oh,
yeah. You know, there's no greater feeling that I ever have than when I'm serving. Doing something for someone, whether they're capable of doing something on their own or not, to me is just the most rewarding feeling. And that is the way we were designed. That is, you know, it was intentionally placed in us to have that type of feeling for a purpose. And so it really is pretty amazing that after 5 years, you're still doing that, going strong.
Yeah, no intent of stopping anytime soon.
Wow. Okay, well, my next question would be for you is, where is the closet located presently still?
Okay, well, the closet is semi-portable still, but I have finally gotten a mini space within my church. It houses about an eighth of the volume that I get or flows through my garage. So the main location is at Church of the Harvest International, and we also call it COPPY, so also known as COPPY, and they're located at 7080 or 7086 Terra Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia. We operate from that closet once a week, every Tuesday. And I also function out of my garage in that I service some of the local jails. They will have different liaisons who will call me to help with people who are either going into the court system and they need something to put on and they don't have access to clothes, or they're in a release situation where they're not released to the custody of their family, but they're still kind of stuck. They can leave the jail from 7 to 7, but when they leave with only what they had on their backs that they came to jail with. So they often have nothing. And if they don't have family nearby, they have nothing to fall back on. And so that's where the hygiene bag comes in handy. That's where going in the closet and finding a piece or two for them comes in handy. So it functions out of the church. It functions out of my garage. And then twice a year, I have huge drive-by, what I call drive-by blessings, in my church parking lot, same location, 7086. Terra Boulevard, where we give out hundreds and hundreds of pieces of clothing for free. So that's located in Jonesboro, Georgia.
And, you know, and I'm so grateful that, you know, you've given me the opportunity to get back involved with that, because really it's, I meet so many people every week, and you already know in the closet is where I like to be. You know, every leader has a particular position that they like to fill in the closet, and we try to switch everybody around so they could understand how to serve in different areas.
Yeah.
But, you know,
why I always end up back in that closet, I don't know. But
I think you just kind of like to pray in there. That's your little
I do. That is. That's my prayer spot. You know, that's my peace. And, of course, when they come in and I can, you know, give them the dignity that they deserve by asking them what they're looking for and helping them to choose, you know, a particular light, a particular color, that I love it. I absolutely love it, you know. And, of course, my heart sinks when we can't meet the needs of all of their needs. They may come in and want family of three and want specific things.
Yeah.
We may not have it. We may get it the next week, but we don't have it right then and there. And so, you know, I get that little thinking in my spirit that, you know, that I just can't do it this time, you know. But, you know, I absolutely love it. I'm really happy that you got me back involved with that because it's just such a blessing.
We are based on a giving donation basis. So it's always clothing supplies. You open the bag of donations and see what you get on any given week. So we just don't know what we're going to be able to give until we get donations. We also take donations at that same location.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It's such a blessing. Okay. What are the closet hours that are available at Posse?
We are actually, again, as I mentioned before, there once a week, every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we do have a sign-in system, so I suggest that people get there by 11:30 because depending on how many people are waiting in line, there is a cutoff where we have to stop signing people up. And if they are trying to obtain help for more than one family member, they do have to have ID and proof of how many people, whether it be a birth certificate or a copy of ID, of different ones living in their same residency, or residence. We also operate right alongside our church food pantry, which opened in June of this year. We opened on the church site June as well as a clothes closet and the food pantry open. So they are the same. It is a 10 to 12 operation. ID required for them as well. They are both 30-day turnaround. So you can come, say, this Tuesday, and 30 days from now you can come to that, 4 weeks from now you can come back. You may not find exactly what you're looking for this time, but you may find something more in 30 days. So, and we do try and keep a tracking system to help us keep with that 30-day process so that we don't overextend ourselves and not be able to spread ourselves as much as we can for as much of the community as we can.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And, you know, you get familiar with the people that are coming. You get a chance to see them and circumstances change and you get a chance to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, of course, you know how I am with the babies. I just love on the babies. This person comes in with their poor child, I can't guarantee you're going to leave with your baby.
Yeah.
I love holding them and playing with them and cuddling with them and all of that. So that's just, you know, my spirit and where I am. I absolutely love it. Okay. Well, that would lead me to, so with all that being said, let's discuss some of the future subject matters that we're going to cover in P&P Outreach Hour. I know that we have some exciting guests scheduled for the next few weeks.
So fitness, that's one of the subjects. What are we going to do with that fitness?
Well, with the fitness, we have a fitness coach that will be a guest in the very near future. And P&P, the other P, happens to be on that kickball team with that P.
Yeah.
We're not so old after all.
Yeah.
So, yes, we will have him on as a guest, and he will give our listeners some information on how it's best to stay physically fit for potentially their age group.
Yeah.
The best eating habits.
Yeah.
The type of environments that are best suited for them as far as, you know, dieting and exercising and the whole nine yards. He's extremely knowledgeable. This is a pastor who I've known for, almost as long as you, Flush, I think.
Yeah. No. You've known him much longer than me.
Him on board very soon. Much longer than you, did you say?
Yeah. Yes, I've known him since maybe in the last 2 years.
Oh yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've known him now then for probably a little bit more than 11 years. So, Quasha, what are some of the other topics that we will be discussing in upcoming shows? Quasha? It seems like we've lost Quasha. Having a little technical issue right this moment. It seems we've lost Quasha. Some of the other topics that we will be discussing is something that is very near and dear to my heart. I have been an exchange host mom for exchange students for some time, and I absolutely love it. It is something that is so incredibly exciting and enlightening and educational and cultural, and some of our listeners know that I'm actually born in Bermuda. So having my child be only American as far as being born, very important to me to have him exposed to different cultures. So the exchange mm-hmm. program, we will have some of the exchange program coordinators that I have dealt with in the past. They will be on our additional shows also so we can discuss some of the benefits of becoming a host mom. And they have different – host family.
Yes.
Because there are families, husbands, wives, children, basically that are all involved, because when they come into your home, they are treated like your child. You are, in essence, their parent, their sibling, their aunt, their grandmother. So they're expected to be right in there, you know, with your family, doing everything that your family does. And it is so incredibly rewarding. I believe by the time I leave this earth, I'm going to be a United Nations mom.
Yeah.
Because I think so far I've had China.
Mm-hmm.
I have had Germany. I have had Brazil.
Yes.
I have had Korea.
Yes.
I have had Taiwan. I have had Thailand. And I'm not quite sure where my next two will be, but I'm sure they will probably not be from any of those places that I've just mentioned. So
it has been, I must admit, exciting to watch not only you, but several other members of our church have been involved with the student exchange. And there are, without getting into that whole show down the line, it is just kind of cool to see people open their hearts and their homes to allow someone to come in and experience this part of the world and see what our educational system is like, and just to get to meet them and see how humble they can be. And so I look forward to whomever we get a chance to come and share in a little bit more detail about that in the future. Let me hear what you got to say about healthy foods. That's one of the I just want to hear about that, seeing how I just saw you eat what you ate earlier.
Oh, yo, come on now. You really going to call me out on the radio?
On live radio. No, okay. She didn't do too bad.
I have my bad moments, and I'm so sorry that I allowed you to see that. But for the most part, I try to do my best eating the most healthiest foods, the least chemically processed foods as far as that's concerned, and I do a lot of home cooking. The biggest amount of chemicals and toxins that are found in foods are found in processed foods, anything in a box, anything in a can. Those really are the worst foods that you can eat.
If man made it.
Exactly.
If man processed it.
That's right.
Don't mess with it.
The best thing to do to stay healthy as possible is take it out the ground and eat it yourself.
Yeah. Or as close as you can get to that.
You can avoid
it. I am definitely looking forward to that night when we have healthy foods and healthy eating and somebody to just tweak our minds and provoke us. I'm often on and off with vegan diets. Vegan meaning if it breathes, you don't eat it. No byproducts of anything meat. That means the chicken, no eggs. That means the beef, no milk. I've been dairy-free for more than, 8 years now. I haven't been on beef or pork for, I'm going to give away my age, 40 years about now. Same thing. Amen, everything that was already said. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's touch on body detoxing. That's going to be a subject that's coming up.
Okay. Well, for our listening audience, I don't mind because it's not something to be ashamed, concerned of, but I've had cancer in the past. And one of the biggest research and reading that I have done in the last 3 years to help my body remain cancer-free is coming from every doctor that I could possibly read from. And the most important thing that you can do to help your body is to detox your body, to do your best to eliminate of most chemicals, toxins that are entering into your body, but to get rid of what actually makes it in there, to try your best to get rid of it. And there are so many different ways that you can do that, and we will cover some of those ways during our upcoming programs. For me personally, one of the things that I do, because it's the easiest thing for me, is I drink a detox tea. And it's a tea made of 11 natural herbs, all organic. And each herb is designed basically for a different function in the body. And how I know it's working is because I have lost 25 pounds. I have gone down from a size 12. I am now in a size 8. So, of course,
oh, she's very tiny.
Ha, ha, ha. The clothes closet. Gets all of my size 12s, gets all of my size 10s, and may in the next 4 months or so possibly get my size 8 because I may get down to a size 6.
She's knocking it down. She's knocking it down.
So we will definitely cover a part of that in our upcoming shows.
Yeah, that's
going to
be exciting.
That is something extremely, extremely important. And, you know, and one thing, me being an ex-bus driver here in Atlanta, one of the things I saw a great deal in the communities was such a variety of different people that rode the bus. I got a chance to talk to some in depth about different things. But as a whole, the society that I met overall, they don't know much about that.
True.
So that would be a great topic to cover because it would really be educational for our community to really teach them some of the best ways to do that.
I think what I loved about your detoxing process, it was a less invasive taking different hydroxy cups and all these different drugs on the market, and it was a smoother tea option that your system just doesn't want to trip on. I went about it the old-fashioned way a little differently in that I exercised to come down from 200 pounds to my present about 170. So, but the bottom line is how we eat, what we're doing to detox, what we're doing to stay physically active. As far as patients and Portia, P&P are concerned, these are all things that we need to do anyways that help us to stay strong so that we can continue doing the outreach that we want to do. Everything that we're going to share over the future in the coming weeks and the coming shows is hopefully to take our listeners to another level of considering, what am I doing and what can I do for my world, for my environment. So I do like that. Okay, another subject that will come up, types of worship. We're both Christians, very active in ministry, and I kind of passed this idea by P as a subject matter because people worship in so many different ways, and whether it be dance or music, whether you listen to it or play it. Poetry, the writing that when we have our moment of thought that I read earlier, different writings, and we're just kind of looking forward to different poets and creative thinkers who are going to come on and share with us what their worship looks like. What do you do to express yourself in worship? So that is definitely a subject matter for the immediate future. Okay, we are going to take a brief 5-minute break, and I believe you will have some lovely music during that break, and we will be back.
Actually, Portia, I'm going to play our commercial by our sponsor, which happens to be Free Life Network, also community-based.
Amen.
Group that I also do a lot of work with, which is basically helping people get rid of their monthly expenses, their rent and mortgage, their utility bills, their rent, their car notes, insurance. So we'll be right back after an advertisement from our sponsors.
Welcome to the Free Life Network. Imagine what it would be like to live absolutely 100% rent and mortgage free. No more car loan payments, no more insurance payments. This is what is happening for our members at the Free Life Network right now. What about you? How would you like to be living that 100% free life? Don't have to worry about the bills. Don't have to worry about kid tuitions. Don't have to worry about that great vacation you wanted to take. That is what is happening right now for our members at the Free Life Network. If you've ever wanted to be free, where you could walk away from your job, fire your boss, start living a 100% free life, you need to come join us now because we're doing it for our members. Once again, I would like to welcome you to the Free Life Network. Hey, how would you like to be living 100% rent-free? How would you like to be living the life that you've always dreamed of? Being able to take that vacation that you and your family need to get out of the city. Imagine what it would be like to not have to worry about rent, mortgage, car loan payments, insurance payments, utility bills, and life essential costs. That is what is happening over here at the Free Life Network. Our members are having a great time working with each other, networking. Money is coming into their family like they've never seen before. And also check this out. People are also making a decision right now whether they have to stay on that job or walk away. What about you? What's happening in your life right now? Are you struggling with bills? Are you struggling every day to go to that job that you hate? This is an opportunity for you to walk away from that job, walk away from the bills and the things that's been stressing you out. Over here at the Free Life Network, we are doing it for our members. So I welcome you right now. Take advantage of what we have to offer. Get back to that great person that introduced you to us, and welcome to the Free Life Network.
Okay, we are back. Thank you so much for holding on. We are about to cover a few more topics, and then we will get to the end of our show where we can give some additional information about how you may be able to reach PNP Outreach. Portia, what would be the next topic that we will be covering in upcoming shows?
Mentoring. And mentoring can be from adults to a particular gender, boys, club, Girls Club of America, but mentoring in general. We are very involved and connected, having our boys in mentoring programs. I have a husband who's a sailor, and he travels a lot. He's gone 6 months out of every year, sometimes more. So I can't be a father to my son, no matter how I try. And so mentoring, I knew, was going to be important for me, for him to have, particularly with us being homeschooled, to have a strong male role models and just strong male role models. So we utilize, patients and I both, utilize mentoring programs. So I'm looking forward to talking about mentoring, the importance of mentoring. We need that so bad across this country where we have absent fathers and sometimes absent mothers. That can come in and kind of stand in the gap and help our kids to think and with another important person being able to do that for them, and not just the parent. Somebody else showing them what respect looks like, somebody else showing them what consideration looks like. And that's what's so important about mentoring. It gives them a chance to be moved and hopefully touched by another strong adult, preferably. What do you think?
Of course, I agree with you, and that's part of the reason why both of us are a part of the same mentoring program. And the mentoring ministry leader, he will be one of our upcoming guests, and he will give you some idea of some of the things that he is looking towards doing in the future. And let me say also, Portia, I guess should I tell our listening audience what our ultimate goal is and what we are working toward?
I'm game. I'm loving it. Go for it.
Okay. Well, you know, Portia and I, you can see the type of hearts that we have and where we're headed. We have partnered up with a couple of other people who also have different backgrounds in the community, and our ultimate goal with the nonprofit organization is to create a community center, desperately needed. But not just an ordinary community center. We want to be available to bring the homeless off the street, give them showers, give them their dignities, haircuts, fingernail cutting. Basically everything that they need, we will have the clothes closet within the same facility, so we can dress them up in the new clothes. And a lot of the clothes we get actually still have tags hanging on them. So we have brand new clothes as well as gently used clothes. And, of course, if we wouldn't wear pieces of clothing, we would never put it into the closet for anyone else to wear because, you know, it's just not necessary. We have too much of a flow of clothing coming in. But we will also have another person that's there, you know, has the background to get people into housing. And we can help, of course, with Free Life Network. We'll be able to assist them with paying rent and paying their utility bills and all of those types of things as well.
Right.
But the mentoring program for the kids, you know, it's going to be huge, you know, and just being able to empower someone, because, of course, I will be there and Free Life Network, along with some of the other platforms that I have under my business development programs, to be able to get them empowered into their own businesses. So that they can stand on their own 2 feet and they can live their lives, you know, with dignity and self-respect, which is a lot of things that are basically are stripped of them, you know, when they become homeless or when they just get into a situation where they find it difficult to help themselves.
True.
And then, you know, and you know our other partner, you know his background. He's his biggest issue is mentoring the youth.
You're right.
He has... right now, he's teaching anger management classes to the youth. He wants to be able to get them also empowered and help them to move forward in so many areas of their lives. The youth are our future. And if someone doesn't step out and help the lost that we have in these communities, then they will remain lost. And it's not necessary.
Right.
We've got too many people out here with a willing and giving heart. To assist them and give them a lot of what they need and require. And of course, what they desperately want, because a lot of them want change, they want help, but they don't know where to turn.
Yes, they do. That's true.
You know, so it's wonderful now that we will have all those areas, you know, available to them. But then also, you know, he wants to also have an after-school program. And within that after-school program, he will also be there for educational mentoring.
But you're talking about mentoring adults as well, because the adult aspect of empowering people with independence, with wealth, with business, with entrepreneurness, that is a type of mentoring that you were also just talking about.
Right. And that is very near and dear to my heart as well, because many times I drove that bus around Atlanta and my heart broke. Seeing certain situations, you know, it was so difficult, and you know me, my brain doesn't always kick in before my mouth spouts,
And so it was just so difficult to sit back and not say anything,
yeah.
You know?
And
just the people that generally just need a hug, you know,
right.
a warm hand to touch them, you know, just someone to listen, an ear, you know, it was just incredible. And I would talk to everybody and anybody on the bus, and I heard so many stories, and some of them would rip your heart out, you know, and some of them made you shake your head.
right.
But, you know, it's all in servicing our community and how we choose to go about it. So I'm so excited to be in this position in my life now where this is really our goal, is to get this community center up and running, basically, which will service the entire community in every area. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be an incredible venture for each and every one of us. So I'm definitely incredibly excited that this is where we're headed.
Yeah, I am too. I'm excited also because not only are we doing our own type of outreach from our best ability, from our 100% plus, giving our best, but I look forward as a future topic, other outreaches, having other people come on and share the outreaches that they're aware of, that they know of in their area, that they can plug, that they can suggest that somebody. The two outreaches that I'm personally involved with were not that difficult to start up. Take some energy and some time to keep them running. A lot of word of mouth, and before you know it, you have a laundromat and a dry cleaners, and you chirp people in your church, and the overflow is never an issue. Having churches who are willing to even open their doors for you to set up a closet within their ministry. They may have the facility, but need somebody with the heart and the passion. So I look forward to opening the hour to other outreaches that are interested in coming and sharing what it is their ministry or outreach does. So that's the subject again in the future. Schooling options, we kind of brushed on that just a little bit as far as the two of us, PNP, are both happen to be homeschoolers. I'm have been a lifetime homeschooler since I've had my children. Patience, on the other hand, is just really delving into her first experience with it. So we're a little different in our methods even. She is using a K-12 program. I tend to be more eclectic, and there are so many different ways to go about the homeschooling process if you want to, or whether you're private school or experiences with public school, Montessori school. There are just so many options, and I'm looking forward to that type of discussion because you don't have to necessarily stay in anything that you don't feel like fits your child. Your child may have been in school for 5 years. That does not mean that you cannot shift, make an alteration, and say, okay, this isn't quite the fit. Let me go look at this. Let me go look at that. Let me try this. It may not be that you're a homeschooler, but there are options out there for different ways to look at schooling, period. Pete?
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. And my only I won't even call it a regret, my only inexperience has taught me that to do your research, to really ensure that what you're going to do for your child is going to be within their best interest.
Because yes.
There's such
yes.
a variety of different ways to do it. And I chose in my personal, for lack of a better word, ignorance of how it operates. I chose the K-12 program, and my son will be, you know, carrying out this program for the entire school year. But I don't intend to do this program again because it is very in-depth. It is very complicated as far as the first-time parent. I have had to get my son a tutor so that it can help him to understand the process of how he's supposed to do everything. And I'm so grateful the light bulb has gone off for him this week, and he is doing very well. But leaving the child to do the assessments where they're told, you know, the parent is not supposed to help them, and how to actually do the process of the online school and then go to the books and then go out and do the assessment, a lot of that is not very well explained in the K-12 program. There's a huge gap there, and because you can only communicate with your teachers via online or via K-mail, or basically their emailing system, and waiting for a response is kind of frustrating and tedious. But, you know, it is working out, especially for my son being 13 years old. He has received that light bulb, and he's doing very well. So,
that's good.
You know, we'll touch a little bit more on the various forms of homeschooling.
Some people love the program. Some people, it works out great for them. And it's depending on whether you start from kindergarten up and you come in at the ground roots, and it may be more simplified and easier coming in early on. But for some, that just may be, hey, A+, this works for me. But again, it's about doing the research and finding the right fit, and not, like Patience was saying, she's finishing her year with it, but it doesn't mean that she necessarily has to stay with it. So anyhow, our next topic that we're considering down the line is laughter. Yes, he who laughs. Laughter makes a heart not only merry but healthy. And so we look forward to actually considering that part of, I consider that part of my outreach. When we are in my garage sorting, when we are at that closet, there is always a reason to smile and laugh and find joy. And so I kind of look forward to what might possibly happen with that subject in the future, and how that's going to fit into the makeup of our PNP Outreach Hour. But anyhow, Pete, go over our three E's again as we are coming into the countdown of our last 7 minutes.
Well, you know, the most important things that I was trying to determine how we were going to outline our outreach and the program, and the three things that stood out to me absolutely the most is to be able to enlighten the public about a great deal of things that they may not know about. And there are so many people out here that need encouragement just on a day-to-day basis. So many particular struggles going on, and people are really having a difficult time. And just, you know, to give them that little light bulb goes off for them, and that one word, one phrase, one little bit of laughter, you know, could encourage somebody to the greatness that they've been looking for. And it's pretty amazing. And the last thing that I really want to do is I want to educate. Most importantly, things that are dear to me is helping people to understand how to remain healthy or get healthy in our toxic environment that we live in. You know, the one last thing I'll touch on before we end our program is I live my life as toxic-free as I can. And what I mean by that is if people only knew the level of toxins they put in their body just taking a shower before they leave the house, they would never touch soap. They would never touch shampoo. They would never touch body wash. They would never touch any of those products, conditioner, all of those things. They would no longer use regular toothpaste or facial washes. The levels of toxins in those is tremendous. And if you think about the course of your entire day, from getting up in the morning, showering, and to bed at night, you've ingested anywhere approximately 10 to 15,000 chemicals in your body. And that is absolutely staggering to me, because with the level of the environment that we live in as well, that's just kind of, to me, compounding the problem.
So if we can teach people some of the basic things about how to eliminate those toxins in their bodies, you could remain healthy, healthier longer, better able to fight illness and disease and things like that. Because, you know, some of the listeners may know my birthday just recently passed November 8th, and I had, you know, 300-400 people on Facebook wishing me a happy birthday, and the majority of them couldn't believe I was 50 years old. And that was pretty wild, because I think I look 50, but the majority of people, they just couldn't believe it, because I do my best to not put those things into my body, because they do put a lot of wear and tear into your intestines and the free radicals, and how they affect your aging and they affect the aging of your insides, they're going to affect the aging of your outside. So it's pretty amazing how you know, my life has evolved into a lot of that in the last 3 years, and the amount of reading and research that I've done and what I've learned, and it's absolutely incredible. And I definitely would like to share that with our listening audience, one of our upcoming shows. So, Quasha,
okay.
Unless you have something else that you would like to say, we're about ready to end our first program of TNT Outreach.
TNT Outreach. That's kind of amazing, yes, for two little simple gals.
Wow.
No, I don't have anything to add. I'm just grateful for the opportunity and forging forward, just ready to
do something with my dash.
It's been a good night. I look forward to logging on and tuning in with whomever we're blessed to hang out with next week.
Before we sign off, I would like to let everyone know that depending on the nature of our topic and the level of discussion that will be entailed in the upcoming shows as far as our guests, we may lengthen the show to more than an hour, but we will let you know that in the previous show what the next week's topic will be, and also the approximate length of the program, just for our listening audience, because we want to respect everyone's time and do our best to give them as much information as possible. So with that being said, wish everybody a great rest of your evening, good night, and we will see you next Saturday at 8 p.m. Good night.
Good night.